Today we'll be doing Sivdala. The Shulchan Aruch tells us how you said Soa al Bisarov, there's feces on your skin, umechusa bivagadav, but it's being covered by your clothing. O shehichnes yadav bivesa kise derech chor ve'eno me riach reach ra, or you stuck your hand into a bathroom through the hole in the door, but it doesn't smell. Yesh matirim likros yesh osun. There's machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch whether or not you are permitted to recite Shema in that scenario. V'yesh omrim shelo hiter hamatir b'tsoa al bisaro ela b'makum shehi nichse me'eleha b'lo malbush kagon atzilei adav v'nachol lasos k'divrei hamachmir. Others say that the only time that having feces on your skin but the feces being covered will allow you to recite Shema is if it's a natural covering. That part of the body would be covered even without clothing on. Let's say, for example, the inner part of your arm or the shoulder. So there you would be allowed to recite Shema according to everyone. But if the only reason why the feces is covered is simply because of your clothing, so then the Shulchan Aruch says that there are those who are machmir, and he says it's proper to be machmir like that. And the Rama adds, v'shichva zer al b'saro dino kitzo, when it comes to semen on one's body, so that has the same status as feces. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud tells us, biv gadav, v'misha yadav metunafos mikinuach besakise, if one's hands are dirty after wiping themselves in the bathroom, im ein bahem amashas tsoa el lichluch ba'alma v'halach reicha, v'hi al yado dum yadim mil mule zeya, shari likros kenegda afilu b'li kisui. So if the feces, there's nothing tangible about the feces, it's just something a little bit dirty and it no longer smells and it's just like some sweat, some dirt and dirty things on your hands, then even without covering you would be allowed to recite Shema in front of it. V'davka acher mishum delav kitso adami. That's assuming that we're talking about someone else because it's not real feces. Aval hu gufa, but for you yourself, kol sheyadam melichlechos melmulei zeya v'chikah harosh atzer likros kriyishma usfilat sheyito yadav oval koponem imein lo mayim yinaka yadav uchid ale'el besim indalad v'ayin bever halacha. But for you yourself, even if you don't have feces on you but you have drops of sweat or you scratched your head, you're not permitted to recite Shema or daven Shemona Esrei until you either wash your hands, ideally, or at the very least, if you don't have access to water, to at least rub your hands against something which will clean them. The case was that there was some kind of a mechitza partition between you and the wall of the bathroom, and you stuck your hand into the partition. For if you don't say this, there are those who say that you're not allowed to recite Shema when you're opposite the partition of the bathroom, because that is the equivalent of tzoa. Matirin dechsev kol haneshama tahalelka tahainu hapev hachotem bichlal hahilo avalo sha'ar evarim teafilu einam nekiyem shari. So according to some, the only limbs that need to be clean in order to enable you to recite Shema and Shemona Esrei are your mouth and your nose, because the pasuk in Tehillim says kol haneshama tahalelka. But the other limbs, if they're not clean, it doesn't make a difference. V'hayesh osrin ta'amam dechsev kol atzmosai tomar nahashem yichamucha ba'inon sheyehu kulam nekiyem. The other opinion that says that you need all of your limbs clean, we'll cite the pasuk and we say in Nishmas, the pasuk from Tehillim, kol atzmosai tomarna, all of my limbs will say Hashem yichamucha, implying that all of your limbs need to be clean. Ufashad lefi zehu adinim echad me'ivarav hu besoch dalad amos shal hatzoa gam kin asr mitamze. If you take the second approach, that the source is based on kol atzmosai tomarna, then if any of your limbs are within four amos of the feces, then it's a problem to say Shema. V'matzoa hi al b'gadov u'muchusa milamala gam kin l'chule amashare. If the feces is on top of the garment and it's being covered, so then everyone agrees that it's permissible to recite Shema. Mikol makom yizare kol adam sheyutamid b'gadov nekiyam u'befrape isatila. In general, you have to make sure that your clothing are clean, especially during davening. Kagon atzila yadov rotzalomar az mahani kisui beged. So then if it's in a part of the body which is naturally covered, then covering it with clothing would be effective. Kedivrei hamachmir ve'is So we could be the effort, you can rely on those opinions that say that you only need the mouth and the nose to be clean. So that he says that you should be machmir when it's on your flesh, even if it's covered like feces. But if it's on your garments and it's covered, then it's permissible according to everyone. Some say that it's not like feces. Others say that if it's on your clothing and it's covered, you can rinse it or you can cover it. Shelo yadavuk bo atumah, so the tumah doesn't cling to you. Because you can get shenech shel chas v'shalom ayidei keri. Shelo yelo lemaskera iser. Certainly, when you have semen, you have to wipe that off, so this way you don't have the memory of an iser on your body. We'll stop here for now. We'll pick up with sifhei tomorrow.